You know, every time we do something that's sinful or displeasing to the Lord, a brick builds up. And at first, the bricks they start off really small. Just picture this brick that's around your foot, that moves with you wherever you go, and is indestructible. You cannot break this brick. So every time something happens to you, whether you caused it or not, maybe somebody else has done something horrible to you, maybe somebody has slandered you, they've said all sorts of had allegations against you, a brick builds up. And these bricks start forming around your body, and as they move up, you start having physical problems. You start having problems with your ankles and your feet. You start having problems with your knees, your bones. And these bricks just keep moving up. The more things that you do, the more things that happen to you, anger, frustration, anything that causes you to be sad, anything that takes away your joy, builds one of these bricks. So these bricks build up, and eventually you can't see the light of God anymore. You have built your own house of pain. You're in a place where you feel like you can't escape. You can't do anything to get out of this brick house that you've built. And then the Lord, even though this brick house is impenetrable, the Lord's light shines through, and He'll tell you to believe on Him. Believe on Me, for I can deliver thee. And a lot of people will live in this house of bricks forever, and it weighs you down to a point where you can't walk, you can't move. All your problems are at the forethought of your mind every day. The only thing you can think about is your problems and your worries and everyone who's doing you wrong to you. Anything that's ever happened bad to you, all your memories. That's what happens in this house of bricks. And as you sit there, disgusted, maybe suicidal, drug addictions, anything that you can imagine that people try to turn to because they can't see the light of God. Even though God can see you, they can't see the Lord. They're basically drowning in their own tears, because all the tears build up and it has no place to go except for up. That's when it's so important for us as Christians to reach out to people who are in this position. Amen. And also notice when we're going through something and these bricks are building up around us, because this is not a place we want to be. We want to be as the trees. The trees grow up towards the sunlight. When the light of God shines, we also need to grow up and break out of this bondage, break down these walls. Amen. These walls entrap us, and they're there for every one of us. And they don't just disappear on their own. The Lord is the only one who can break these walls down. Through repentance and a relationship with the Lord, these walls will never start. You will never have a problem walking because these bricks will not be there. The light of the Lord will keep these bricks from growing. Amen. And at the same time, it'll raise you up to be strong and courageous and able to listen to the Lord. Because when you're in this house of bricks, you can't listen to the Lord. You're of the world. You're carnal. You're of the flesh. The only thing you're concerned about is, how am I going to get my knee fixed? How am I going to do this? You're not concerned with, how is the Lord going to help me? Let me pray to the Lord and have Him take care of all my wants and cares, and let me put everything on the Lord. You're not thinking that way when you're in this house of bricks. And we all know someone, at least one person, if not many people, who are so lost, and you can tell it by their actions and the things they say and the things they do, where they go, the people they're friends with, who they, you know, everything they do, their hobbies. You can see they're in this house of bricks. And once this last brick gets placed over your head, you're in total darkness. You can't see anything. You're lost. And until this house starts getting little holes through it from prayer, every time you pray, every time we pray for these people, a little hole appears in these bricks for the light to shine through. It's the love of God. And when the love of God can reach the people that are in this house of bricks, all things are possible. It's only a matter of time before the wall comes tumbling down. And we all need to be in prayer for these people. There's so many people every one of us can think of, and we don't even think of most of these people half the time we're praying, most likely, unless you have their names on the list you're reading. But there's so many people that you'll come across daily that need prayer. So many people that you could help put that hole in that brick and let that light shine through. Because without that light shining through, these people are doomed. These people are not going to find the love of God. Amen. They will not see the truth. For the only thing they see is 4 inches from their head, which is a brick. They're not aware they're seeing this brick, but you know what? They're repeating the same things over and over because their world is encompassed in this 3 by 3 foot brick structure that's just growing. And Satan is inside there. He's the one who's inside this house of bricks that's speaking to you. He's the one that's in there telling these people what to do, how to live, how to dress, how to eat, how to treat people. He's the one. And that's the only voice that these people hear. And we need to realize that this is what's going on. These people can't break the bricks themselves. They cannot do it. That's why you see people again and again going to Alcoholics Anonymous. And they fail. They try their hardest for years. They might make it for 5, 10 years, and then they fail. Why? Because God is not there. God is not a part of the plan. They're trying their best to succeed without the Lord. There's no such thing. We can't do it. And when you keep trying to do it, the Lord's going to let you. And you're going to be encompassed in this house of bricks until you learn your lesson, until you know that the Lord is there for you. But when these little holes appear through and they see the sunlight, they can see the light shining on them from the Lord, that's when an idea starts in their head. That's when they think, someone out there loves me. Someone is caring about me. Someone really cares about how I'm feeling. Maybe there's hope. See, that light is hope. That light is hope from the Lord that surrounds you. No matter how small it is, it'll fill that whole area of bricks.
Praise God.
And that's the power of prayer.
Amen.
These people need our help. They can't walk by themselves. They need to be carried. The Lord's the only one who can carry them, but we're the ones who can pray for them.
Amen.
The Lord acts when there's prayer involved.
Praise God.
In Isaiah 43:2, it says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned." See, the Lord wants us all to have hope. That no matter what you're going through in that house,
hallelujah,
that He's there and He can overcome anything.
Amen.
He can do all things. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. We need to all tear down these walls. We need to notice that these walls are building. Every time you think a hateful thought, or any time you do something that you're not even pleased about yourself, you got a brick started. But once you repent, that brick disappears. And that's what's so dangerous, because when people turn away from the Lord, a lot of times they find themselves turning away without even noticing. They won't pray for a couple of days. Somebody asked them, "You go to church, you read the Bible?" "Oh yeah, I read my Bible every so often. I love the Lord." Next thing you know, they haven't prayed in a week. Somebody asked them the same thing. They say the same response. "Oh yeah, I haven't read very recently, but I do read the Bible and I love the Lord." Next thing you know, it's been months and then years. And they turned away from the Lord and they haven't even realized it. Why? This house of bricks was building up.
Yep.
It's building up. And the taller this house of bricks gets, the harder it is for you to turn around and repent and help break this wall down. See, you have hope while this thing is building. Even the ones that are being encompassed in this house of bricks, they have hope, because until they're totally encircled, they themselves can repent and ask the Lord to help them. But I've seen people who are so lost that I know without prayer, these people will not survive.
Yeah.
These people cannot. They have no. I don't know if it's sense or the devil is on them so much that they don't have it within themselves to even pray.
That's right. They can't break loose.
And there's a lot of people like this. A lot of people that are tormented so much. And the Lord knows. And that's why He'll send you, each and every one of you, to these people. Because they need help and they cannot help themselves. And the Lord wants you to pray for these people. And as soon as you pray, that hole starts appearing so they can start seeing some light. There are people out there that cannot help themselves. They cannot pray. They cannot do anything because they're so tormented. The devil has been working on them so long, but you know what? It all started with that house of bricks building up. But once it gets to a certain point, there needs to be a lot of prayer intervention. Just like the flood running through, the devil comes in like a flood. That's how fast he moves. That's how swift the devil is. He will come in like a flood to destroy everything in your mind that's good or positive. Anything in your mind about the Lord. Anything that keeps you from serving the Lord. The devil is there and it's like a flood. Floods don't come in slowly. Most of the time they rush in pretty quick. And the water starts rising so quick. Most of the time it catches a lot of people by surprise. But the Lord says in Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." See this strong tower that the Lord has. He has a tower too. The devil's tower is that brick that starts building up around you. The Lord's tower is a tower of strength and safety and of love.
That's good.
And it's a tower that will never fall.
Amen.
That's the tower that we need to all be looking for. The Lord loves each and every one of us so much.
Amen.
And every day He's inviting us into His tower. And He says, come into His tower and you'll never see the other tower. You'll never see the tower of bricks. We don't need to see those bricks. But every time those bricks come up and we repent, those bricks fall down and we become stronger. We become a lot stronger. But then the devil comes at you even harder. We all get tempted even more. This time, instead of being tempted with maybe $20 or $50, you're tempted with $100 or $1,000. You're tempted with more riches or more fame or whatever it might be. And the Lord knows this. That's why He uses us to pray for people. Because even if on our own, we are able to recognize that this bricks are building around us and we pray and the Lord keeps breaking it down, with the devil coming at you twice as hard every time to rebuild what he had and more, you would eventually lose. You cannot, we physically or spiritually, right now, without the Lord's help, we cannot do anything against the devil. But with the Lord's help, all things are possible. Whether you can do it on your own or not. He's always found a way out for us. So even when that last brick is in place, the way out is for people to pray for you. There's always a way out for everyone. No matter how deep they are, no matter where they're located, no matter what they've done, there's always a way out. In Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He is it that doeth good." Sorry. He goes with you. The Lord goes with you everywhere you go. He will not fail you or forsake you. That's what Deuteronomy 31:6 says. The Lord is always there, even in the darkest hour. A lot of times, we can't see that light. A lot of times we repent, we look around, we don't see our situation changing. It looks like the same old, same old. But in the background, the Lord's light is shining, and He's working. The Lord is always working. Like that man who died the other day at the baseball park. How tragic. His 6-year-old son watched him reach out for a ball and then daddy fell over the rail. You know, somebody might say, what good can that come? You know, what can come out of that's good? We don't know. We don't know. But we know that the Lord is working in all things. Just because it was a freak accident, that doesn't mean that it wasn't his time to go. You know, on the way to the hospital, I don't know if y'all knew this, but on the way to the hospital, he was still alive. He was alive long enough to tell them that he had a 6-year-old son by himself and someone needed to go to him. Then he died. See, that's the Lord at work. That's the Lord. How's good going to come out of it? Don't know. But we just need to know that the Lord is working. And even though there's going to be a lot of doubters and a lot of scoffers and a lot of people ask those questions, well, why do children die? Why does this happen? You know, why do people get killed and murdered and raped? And we don't know. But out of all evil, out of all bad things, the Lord is working it in for good. It will come out in the end for good. And hopefully, if I didn't write too quickly, in Matthew 5:16, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." It's that light again. You see, you go outside, everything that's growing is from the light. And it grows towards the sun. You even see trees sometimes bend towards the sun. We also need to bend towards the sun. We all need to be prostrate somewhere praying privately to the Lord, talking to our Father in heaven. It is so tough, especially nowadays, with everything you see on TV. I mean, you can go out and do anything today. Anything. People didn't used to always have all the options we have. That's another reason why you know that things are getting very, very close. It's all counting down. We can do anything we want to do, whenever we want to do it. And you might not even have to have some money. There's pawn shops or anywhere, anything else. There's always a means for us to go do the bad things. To build that house. But I say, every time the brick comes up, We pick up that brick and we throw it right at the devil. And we say, you're not going to get me this time. And you're not going to get me tomorrow. For no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you come at me, no matter what you do to me, I will always worship the Lord. And no one will ever take His love away from me. And no one will ever take my love away from Him. For I love the Lord, and I will never stop loving the Lord. And you cannot do anything to me. No matter what situation you put me into, no matter if I lose my home, my jobs, my cars, anything I have, my food, I will die loving the Lord. He is my strength. He is my strong tower. And I will always run to the Lord for anything I need. That's all the Lord's asking. He's asking you to repent and to acknowledge who He is and to love Him. For He loves us so much, we can't even imagine how much He loves us. He's in everything that we do. He hears and sees everything that you do. He's always there to comfort you, to put His Spirit on you, to let the Holy Spirit guide you, direct you, teach you. We all need to listen to that voice. And we know the voice because it doesn't mislead us. It helps us break those bricks down, that bondage. So right now, going back to prayer, we're going to have prayer time to help break those bricks down. Because if you ever want to see a brick come down so fast, that's through prayer. You pray to the Lord and that brick's going to come right down, tumbling. And we just all need to pray for one another. We need to love one another. We need to learn how to communicate better with others. And that's something that some of us struggle with, and it's an ongoing issue. But the Lord is there to help us, no matter how dark or grim we see things. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.